Great Yorkshire Radio live.
It's Great Yorkshire Radio, and we're on another Great Yorkshire Radio road trip to the great county town of Northallerton, John.
It's great to be here as well. Not often I get to come out this part of North Yorkshire.
Well, we're here. We are. We brought the sunshine, and we are with the Police and Crime Commissioner for North Yorkshire, Julie Mulligan. Welcome back to Great Yorkshire Radio, Julie.
Thank you very much.
We're here in the historic Newby Whisk Hall, North Yorkshire Police headquarters at the moment.
Yes, we've been here since 1976, but this year that will change as we will move into central Northallerton in our new building at Alverton Court. And today we've announced the sale of Newby Whisk Hall to PGL, who are an adventure holiday company for young people, an education facility for young people.
So what's the driving force behind it? It's you, isn't it?
When I came into office, I said that this place needed to be sold. The police authority had wrestled with that difficulty for quite some time. And I think, you know, we need to look to the future. This has been a fantastic place to be over the past 40 years or so. But actually, we've got to look to the next 40 years and what we need, you know, how we equip a modern police service moving ahead.
Wasn't this really the building, wasn't it capable of being upgraded then to modern standards?
Well, it's a listed building, and so anybody who owns a listed building will know that changing or upgrading listed buildings is difficult and expensive, and that is one of the reasons why we need to move into a modern purpose-built building.
So what kind of facilities will the new headquarters have compared with these headquarters that have served North Yorkshire well, haven't they?
So it will have a stable electricity supply, which will be really helpful, because as you can imagine, the police consume a huge amount of electricity, and that's been a problem here at Newby Whisk Hall. We also will have, we're investing in lots of new technology that will help our workforce get out and about more, be more mobile, spend more time in communities. And we're going to put in place some of the sort of latest state-of-the-art digital forensics technology and all sorts of stuff. So we're really taking this as an opportunity just to say, right, actually, what do we need to do in the future? What do we need to invest in, and how do we do that? So it will be very different.
And the timescale is what?
So we're all having a tour of the new facility in the spring, which is hopefully soon. And then we will start decamping from here into Alverton Court in sort of June, July time.
Now, when you were elected, you were saying that one of the things you wanted to do is invest in people rather than buildings. So I guess this is a big tick on the list, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so this place does cost some money to maintain. I think that money is better spent on our police service, so that enables us to do that. But it's more than that. It is really about moving forwards and looking at what we can do and how we invest in the future.
Julie Mulligan, nice to see you again. Police and Crime Commissioner for North Yorkshire. Great Yorkshire Radio in the great county town of Northallerton.
Yes, nice to be here.
Yes, we're going to hang around a bit.